Welcome to Brutal Brunch.
Did you eat a lot of paint chips when you were a kid?
With your hosts, Matt Moore and Matt Mastromano.
Hey, gruesome doozum!
Gruesome doozum!
Featuring Massachusetts metal and punk.
All those lyrics about hell, demons, and doom. What if I told you it's all real?
And brutal takes on music, movies, food, sports, and more.
What do any of you know about being brutal?
WMFO Med.
So the loonies are outside in the real world, and here we are with the keys to the loony bin, boys.
And good morning. Welcome to Brutal Brunch here on WMFO Medford 91.5 FM, streaming live on WMFO.org. That was Behemoth with Blow Your Trumpets Gabriel off their most recent album, Satanist. And we played that because Trump made a little trip to Poland.
He's in Poland.
Ruffled some more feathers.
Did not
go to the Warsaw Ghetto like every president has since George Bush.
Well, he's tired. He gets very tired. He's old and he's just made of hamburgers.
But despite some protests, he was also fit in quite well there because Poland has gotten...
Very right.
Quite right.
I don't know if he would, because I feel like even the far right, like, crazy people have, like, a plan and strategy.
Oh, yeah. No, I was saying, but at least they wouldn't, like, yeah, they wouldn't... They wouldn't give him a opposition handshake like Macron would or something like that.
Yeah.
Speaking of handshakes, did you see that the big controversy that everybody thought was so great because the Polish first lady, Agata Kornhauser Duda?
Yeah,
she snubbed Trump, but
isn't she like in the SS or something?
Well, yeah, who knows with them?
I don't care what they think or says.
The clip got cut off early, and she does go back and shake his hand. She was just going to shake Melania's hand first, and then fake news. There you go.
Fake news.
But another reason we play Behemoth, so obviously they are from Poland.
Yes.
But Nurgle himself, the lead singer, who
hater of baby metal,
survivor of leukemia, he came out, and this was during the primaries, I think, last summer. Said Donald Trump is pretty effing dangerous. It's interesting to watch him, but it's scary. He's got millions of followers who believe what he says. That's happened before in history, right? It's cool to go see a movie about psychos, but in real life, it's terrifying. And then he goes on to say he's actually been offered lots of money by different Polish parties to get involved with them. It's not where he wants to put his money or energy. Whoever it is, they're going to ruin people's lives. No, you won't ever see me as a politician.
No.
So, there you go.
God bless Nurgle.
So that's how we're kicking off the show today.
That song, too.
Yes. Check out the video.
Allegedly
black and white.
Censored for YouTube, but it is not.
It is not censored.
It is definitely not. I was very scared. There was a lot of blood. Frightening.
Quite blasphemous.
Very early.
The perfect way to kick off the show here on Brutal Brunch, quite brutal.
Good morning.
Matt, you survived your trip to Salem.
Did everything. Went to Salem, was really loving it. We went to Salem Willows Arcade. I won a squirt gun.
You won a squirt gun?
I won a squirt gun.
How'd you do that?
Well, there's this game that was like in the children's arcade where I was playing most of my time, where it was like throw a ping pong ball into a fishbowl. So it was like the classic carny game. But you'd win tickets, so I was like, I'm going to keep playing this thing. And I won tickets, and I got to work on, so pretty happy about it. We went to the workout there, so I walk by this place every day, when I take a little stroll at lunch, and it's called, like, Count Orlok's Nightmare Gallery, whatever.
Ah, yes.
And I'm always like, can't really go in there at lunch. I feel like I would like to, but that seems dumb. So we went there yesterday. It's like a wax museum of... movie monsters, they're really, really well done, and there's like a lot of like details and facts, and like you can tell the guy who runs it is like truly like a connoisseur and fan. Mm-hmm. Like he has like pictures and like personalized. It's like a Hall of Fame museum type thing. So it's like pictures and photos and autograph stuff from like Kane Hodder, like did this really long autograph to the guy who the owner and like had a picture of him and. Yeah, and, like, really, like, lovingly maintained, like, oh, here's Lon Chaney, or, like, here's Pumpkinhead, or whatever. So, like, it was fun. Although I would say they do have a Jason there, and it's, like, Jason, Freddy, and Mike Myers. And, like, I feel like Jason should be the biggest. Like, canonically, he should be huge. Like, he should be twice as tall as Mike Myers and, like, four times as wide. But
oh, you mean like actual dimension-wise?
Dimension-wise.
He is a lot bigger than... Is he bigger than Freddy there? Because if you see
really.
Freddy versus Jason, he is quite...
Yeah. Not bigger. Really. So that was also...
You should have called him out.
Upsetting.
Like when we called out the guy at trivia.
Oh, yeah.
I don't think I'm welcome in Salem anymore.
No.
So kind of, I've never actually been there, but it's part of like if you go during Halloween and they have like all the haunted houses and stuff like that, it's part of like the pass that you can get. So.
Yeah, totally. Like the thing we went in there too was like my girlfriend with Maggie was like... is anything going to jump out at you? Like, it's not a haunted house. It's a museum. So once you figured out it was like a museum, it was like, like nothing would like, woo. So that's what I was doing. I was running around going, woo.
Excellent.
Good times.
Well, I'll put you in the mood then for some nice black metal. I need a black metal song a week later today.
It's so dark.
In metal history. Let's just jump right back in. Play some new stuff.
I gotta say, Matt is looking shredded thanks to TPS.
Oh, really?
The guns are out.
The ex client of TPS is
ex client
giving a plug.
Yeah, it's It's a great place. You guys should all go there.
It is a good place.
Don't hurt yourself.
But yeah. But it's very
Listen to this. I don't know if it's coming through, but that's my shoulder cracking.
But did they do that to you?
No, I did that to myself. Okay.
If you're like nervous about lifting or whatever,
no, they're super
you
good.
Should do their program because if you go in to train with them, because you can just go, you can sign up for a regular membership, show up,
yep,
smash weights, as they say.
Hell yeah.
Or you can do like a group personal training thing, the method. And first week you do it, you don't lift weights. You just unrack the bar and go into position, and they won't let you lift anything because you have to make sure you're doing.
No, it's fantastic.
So you're not going to hurt yourself. So.
Yeah.
Yes, good stuff.
My injuries are the remnants of a car accident.
Yeah, which led to your withdrawal from TPS.
Led to my withdrawal. Very sad. I'll be back.
So let's play some new stuff, some new local stuff from the band Before I Had Wings. We're going to go right along with the opening song's theme. This is called, I shouldn't say the opening song's theme, but the reason for playing the opening song. This one's called American Tyranny, and it's off their upcoming album, Life Has Left Us Cold, which you can pre-order starting tomorrow. They threw up an album preview that you can listen to on Bandcamp on the 4th of July. Quite fitting. So again, this is American Tyranny, the latest from the band Before I Had Wings, and you're listening to it on Brutal Brunch, WMFO, meant for 91.5 FM, streaming live on WMFO.org.
You know what really gets a party started? Indoor baseball. Yeah, just find a broom or a pool cue, and you can use, like, anything as a ball. Cans, bottles, shoes.
Hey, bro, toss me that avocado.
Most party fouls are pretty dumb, but if you decide to drink and drive underage, you could lose your license and your freedom. Underage drinking and driving, the ultimate party foul. Learn more at ultimatepartyfoul.org. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Welcome back to Brewer Brunch here on WMFO Medford 91.5. I'm streaming live on WMFO.org. You just heard the latest from Bedtime Magic.
Woo!
That was off their split called Ephemal with the band Knockover City, and
language.
That song was Tucked In. Yeah, it's a parody, as you can see, of Metallica cover.
And the Johnny Cash picture that everyone has in their dorm room.
Exactly. And before that, you heard Before I Had Wings, I was American Tyranny off Life Has Left Us Cold, upcoming album that you can pre-order starting tomorrow. And now,
yes,
I would say,
yes,
it's about this time.
Give it to me.
This week in metal history.
July 2nd through the 9th. Happy 2017th birthday, America. First, it's a lean week. I just want to say this because obviously with the holiday,
the calendar's really lean too.
The calendar's lean. I mean, it's just like the 4th screws everything up. So not a lot of people releasing metal albums during the 4th. Most of the albums you would want to hear are coming out in November. Anyway, welcome back. Double Dragon hits arcades in 1987. I think other than Minecraft videos, the number one thing that people play on the on YouTube is Double Dragon metal parodies. Am I on here? Here we go. Are you feeling this? This is awesome. It's like a 12-minute video of everyone like doing this song, which is from 1-1 of Double Dragon. Obviously, Double Dragon, the classic arcade beat-em-up from 87. Your girlfriend gets punched in the stomach, and bad guys walk away with her, and then you fight your way through, Neo Tokyo to get her back. This song rocks. Rocks so hard. Like I said, it's a lean week, so I'm going to just throw in some stuff that I think just came out this month, but there's no exact date.
That works.
2003, and now the Kroth released their second album, When fire rains down from the sky, mankind will reap as it is sown. This is the title track. Not as long as most of their album covers. I mean, it's exactly what you would think it is. And that it's terrifying.
Amazing.
And it's amazing and horrifying. And on the craft, one of those things that I'm just happy to have been doing the show to find those guys and be like, this is great. I love this band. It's my favorite. July 2nd, 1984, The God, Ronnie James Dio releases the album The Last in Line. Fantastic album. Very cheesy. This is one of my favorites. This is Mystery. So, like, one of the things that I would like to do when I got invited to parties and stuff was just, like, sneak on YouTube and just start playing this. I was obsessed with doing this. So, I was at a bachelor party back in 09, and I would alternate between this song and this song. Which is, of course, ICP's cover of Let's Go All the Way.
This was the this is the first ever ICP song I ever heard.
Me too.
It got spun on Extreme. Believe it or not, back in the day when Extreme FMX existed, in the Adam 12 and Thin Lizzy days, they played this song.
That's a great song.
This is amazing.
I love this song. I didn't actually know it was a cover because it was 99 and I was a child.
And there's like an actual band playing with them in this too.
Yes. Ain't nobody jealous. Obviously, the boys just.
It's a very positive song.
It's fine. The ICP is fine. We're going to talk about them later, obviously. Which is a cover of Sly Fox's, kind of like a disco band from 86. Let's Go All the Way.
If you want, like, cheesiness, look up this video.
Look up this video because it's just two guys doing the clap over their head. Like,
classic 80s.
Yeah, it's amazing. July 5th, 1988, Slayer releases South of Heaven, Slayer's second album to enter the Billboard Top 200 and the last release by Def Jam. They just said, hey, we can't top Rain and Blood, so let's just not try. Obviously more toned down in terms of the sound, not as fast, not as screamy. But then after this, they're like, no, we can just do fast screaming. This is Mandatory Suicide off of South of Heaven. This is Paul Ryan's pet name for the AHCA, Mandatory Suicide. More controversial than all of that is the awful, to me, 1980s hair metal band Helix. As I said, I finished reading Sebastian Bach's autobiography, and he takes issue with the term hair metal or spandex metal because, in fairness to him, it wasn't called that when he started. He just wanted to, like, be like David Lee Roth and, like, jump around and sing. And anyway, Helix releases their album Wailing on the Razor's Edge. A music video is made. The Crazy Elephant. It's like a 60s, like you'll recognize that it's like your whatever dumb hippie song called "Gimme Gimme Good Lovin'." There's two versions of the video. Helix, a Canadian band. One was played on the Playboy Channel, and it featured a nude Tracy Lords, who was 16 years old at the time, which I feel like is a crime.
Oh yes, big controversy.
This is the video. It is on YouTube, I guess. There's a long intro to hear, like, kind of a generic bad song. Like, this is indistinguishable from that entire era. Yep. And again, I think I did this last week. There's bands in this time period that are good and stand up. I mean, that's awful. Here's the original of by Crazy Elephant, which you would recognize from, like, Vietnam movies and stuff. Yeah, can't believe they did that. Can't believe that existed. Can't believe, conceptually, how did that get out there? Like, how are people not sued? I guess, were people, like, in trouble? Did people go to jail for this?
For the video, you mean?
Just for Tracy Lords.
I don't remember. I just know, because she was, I don't know if she just lied or they didn't know or what she was exploited or whatever. Because, yeah. I mean, she was in the porn industry and it was a huge deal.
Yeah.
Now she, like, is in sci-fi movies.
She is in sci-fi movies. Hey, Matt. You know what song is 14 years old? Or what album?
I don't.
Do you know what album it is now? Do you know what album it is now? The Darkness releases Permission to Land, July 7th, 2003. This makes me feel so old. Can't explain all the feelings that you're making me feel.
I just, for some reason, I remember seeing this music video in a hospital one time. Just in the hospital waiting room.
I know why you were in the hospital waiting room, because this song came out and then our boy
blew me away.
Our boy was throwing up blue in the hallway. I feel like that's true, right? I think that's accurate.
Yeah, I mean, it wasn't that hospital, but yeah, same time.
The Darkness is great. That's a fun song. July 8th, 97.
Did you listen to their most recent album?
I did
not. Speaking of fun, a couple of years ago, yeah.
What's it called?
Oh, I don't remember, but it was good. There's a lot more of that. Viking Conquest and things like that.
There's a part of this video where the guy sits down in a chair, and it's like a towel monster, and it's like you're being hugged by a towel monster. It's very exciting. July 8th, 97, Anthems to the Welkin at Dusk, the second studio album by Norwegian black metal band Emperor.
Excellent.
More guitar-driven, faster, kind of more produced, less like everywhere black metal. This is a Ye Emancipatorium.
It's like this. Evil Dead. You're going to like release a beast one of these days, a demon.
I can't pronounce
pronouncing these titles.
The opening guitar riff was written or performed by Euronymous. Obviously, this album came out 3 years after Euronymous had been murdered. And he's credited on the writing of the song. So this is like his last thing.
That's how he's memorialized.
July 2001, Napster shuts down after a long lawsuit spearheaded by Recording Artist Industry and Metallica. This is Die, 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 My Darling off of Garage Inc. Did you like Napster? I feel like I didn't use it as much as the other ways to steal music at the time.
I love Napster. I remember...
I think my computer was too bad.
I just remember first of all, I was asking a friend about how to get an album or what song or something. He's like, oh, use this, you can find any song. Instead of being like the Napster. So yeah. I had no idea what I was doing.
No.
So I didn't do anything with it. And then like, was Google around back then? Or I guess a Yahoo search. I was
like, what is Lycos or Dogpile?
And then once I figured out what it was, I was like, oh, this is amazing. So you can type in a word. And this was like before you even had to worry about viruses or corrupt files or whatever.
Oh,
like,
okay. Go ahead.
Because the other ones were pretty bad. But,
well, like LimeWire and Kazaa, yeah. I would end up with just the craziest stuff.
But Napster, yeah. My first ever song I downloaded was Korn, Freak on a Leash, the Freakin' Bee remix, not the original. Because it was getting airplay at the time, the remix, and I loved it.
The first song I ever downloaded illegally was...
technically, it was legal. 100% legal to download. You can't share. That's how people get arrested and fined.
Was Metallica's one, obviously. But it was one of those things where, like, I woke up in the morning at, like, whatever, 7, getting ready to go to school. Went on, like, looked up 9 versions of one because I knew, like, 5 of them would be corrupted. So I'm like, I don't know, I don't know, I don't know, I don't know. Came home, like, maybe 3 were downloaded. And
you had to be careful because sometimes there would be stuff you would download that you didn't want people to know about, and sometimes the programs wouldn't shut down automatically.
Interesting.
And you get home and
there's a bunch of filth all over your computer. I think what also this era did for music is it ruined attributions of songs where, like, you download something and it'd be like, oh, this is by, like, Funkmaster Flex or whatever, and you'd be like, oh, okay. And then, like, you're like, no, it's not. That's not him at all. But it's just, like, whoever... the kid in, like, Indiana, yeah, like, typed it into his computer is, like, how people... That's who people think sang that song. That's going to do for Metal History this week. I thought Garage Inc. was fine, also.
I'm an heir of Metallica's.
As you know, I like
we discussed this ad nauseum, so that's good. All right.
I'm changing Black Metal Song of the Week, also.
Uh-oh.
I'm playing it from over here.
All right, you'll control
it. Let me give you some background.
Perfect. This is going to go very quick. Only 5 shows that I could find this week. Starting tonight at the Middle East, you can see Verst, Beast of Nod, Angor, and Unflesh. Tomorrow, Monday the 10th, at Bright Music Hall, it's 3 Teeth with Transdusk and DJ Brian L. Tuesday at Midway Cafe, it's Sonic Pulse, Screams, Apocamoc, My Missing Half, Intoxicated Rage. Thursday night at Middle East, it's Kingsmen, Barbarian, The Floors Embrace, Dividing Skies, and Torn to Shreds. And next Saturday at Ralph's, you can see Deceased, Sayax, Throat, Angel, Morgue, and Hellbent. And that's it. That's your concert calendar for the week. And, new Black Metal Song of the Week is Whenever You're Ready after this jam's over.
Feel it! Oh, this is a 25-minute medley. New Black Metal Song of the Week. And by new, I mean not new. We played Behemoth at the beginning of the show. Kind of a more blackened death metal at this point, but still good. I like that. I mean, that was good. I enjoyed it. I'm going to go back to kind of a classic, Behemoth's Grom, when they were very black. And this is Grom off of the album Grom from 96, Black Metal Song of the Week. I want to play it for it.
I like this. I used to be like nervous about these people, and they were at back when Mayhem Festival existed, and I was at one stage. I think I was waiting for like All That Remains to start. And they're on the next stage, and I was like, well, I don't know if I want to go over there.
Were you scared of them?
They're all still wearing like their gray cloaks and long hair and face paint.
That'd be very nerve-wracking. Anyway, Behemoth, Grom, Black Metal Song of the Week.
We'll be right back. все мирно, стриги голуби к небу, чекаємося на гірці.
Welcome back to Brutal Bunch here on WMFO, Medford 91.5 FM, streaming live on WMFO.org. You just heard the latest from the band Values.
Oh, yeah.
That was Ghost Rain off their upcoming EP called
Blissful Memories, which is actually a demo that will be out on August 11th. Before that was one of the latest tracks from the band Automaton. That was I See Rust off their latest release, 3, A New Life. And before that was our black metal song of the week, Behemoth with Grom.
Grom, off of Grom.
Excellent choice.
Thank you.
All right, so, you want to talk about ICP some more?
I want to tell you that last week I read the police blotter.
All right, all right.
And you missed a story where they found a turtle in the parking lot of Papagino's, and they saved it.
Did they tell it to move along? Or did they move
said,
along?
Move along, turtle.
I can incorporate more animals. Like this
I would
week,
like more animal-based stories. Please.
This week, there is... an animal got the headline this week in the Marvel's
nice.
Police Blotter.
Nice.
It was a feisty raccoon. It's actually a very lean police blotter. I wonder if they've been hearing our show, and they're like, oh, we don't want them to make fun of melons anymore, so we're going to be more serious. But Friday, June 30th at 6:50 a.m., someone called police and said a raccoon was hissing at him in the middle of Meridian Street at yeah. Beach Avenue.
Yeah, you got to call the cops.
Police said point. They found the raccoon in the storm drain and notified the animal control department.
Yes.
So there you go. And this was the this is literally a front page headline on the Marvel's Weekly News.
He was hissing at him. He was menacing him with a knife.
And he was shaking his little fist at him.
Man. Was it the daytime or was it nighttime?
6:50 a.m.
So yeah, sun's up.
Maybe like going to catch the bus or something like that.
Yeah, but raccoon's supposed to not be out in the daytime, right?
That's a good point.
So he's probably like buck wild on rabies or whatever.
Also, though, it's very, like a newspaper tease after Ooh. The jump. Like, that's a front page headline, but then the blotter starts.
Front page raccoon hits
But then you
man.
Have to flip to page 12 to actually get to the story.
The conclusion.
And then the only other one I want to mention, which is the very last entry, I just note that the day this was reported
yes.
and the time. So it was 9:40 p.m.
Okay.
on a Sunday, July 2nd.
Okay.
Fireworks were reported
Hell
being set off
yeah.
in the Malvern Lebanon Street area. So there you go. Fourth of July weekend.
Yeah.
Somebody heard fireworks and called the police.
I didn't see a lot of fireworks, like rogue like kids running and setting a firework and then running away. I enjoyed that.
I didn't see them, but I mean, you can hear them basically starting Saturday night all the way
really?
Through the 4th.
Missed it. One went off. Did you see that one? It was in Beverly or something where it was like professional, like so not like M80 or whatever. It was like huge and it was like in the water somewhere in Beverly and a guy like swam in with it and they showed it like blow up in the sand and it was like pretty legitimate explosion. Like he could have blown his
eye. I don't understand the appeal of. I can kind of get
like
sometimes like professional displays are like nice to watch.
Oh, I went to the one in Wakefield.
But in general,
sure.
I don't
Lovely.
Love fireworks. And then I don't understand the appeal of buying them and setting them off and
oh,
narrowly
what?
Avoiding blowing off your hands.
You don't like chaos? Oh, well, the ones you're buying, I think. Because we bought like these lame-o ones one year. We were in Philly and we set them off on our friend's like porch or like patio. Not porch because that would be dangerous. Cause porches are made of wood. I guess patio is made of rock. But it was basically like, it was like a bucket, like a paint bucket almost. And you just lit it, and then it was like, foom, foom.
Okay.
It just, like, did it automatically. And that was fine, you know? I didn't feel like I was going to burn
yeah,
the house down.
Yeah.
You're
even if it is clean, like, even if it does go off without a hitch, it's just like,
just
I don't know,
skirt.
Not that exciting.
I don't know, you got tattoos now. You should be shooting fireworks, riding true. Motorcycles. And
that's next on my list, got a motorcycle. Your boy Dave Mustaine is back in the news.
Hell yeah.
Did you see this?
Good stuff? No, I purposely didn't read it because I knew it would be negative.
So let me get the full list up here. But basically, the most recent thing is...
it's like a picture of Dave Mustaine and Paul Ryan like writing the healthcare bill.
Essentially, yes. I would not be surprised that that's going on.
Damn it, Dave.
But so...
They always use this picture of him when he's such a young, handsome man and not like an old...
Are you aware of the song Breadline, which came out in the late 90s to
yes.
make it a song, which is, I guess, regarded as one of the worst of all time?
Sure.
But basically, Marty Friedman, so they cut out Marty Friedman's solo.
Interesting.
And Dave Mustaine claims that it made Marty Friedman cry and leave the band. And basically absolved himself of all...
Fair.
Any wrongdoing. And then so Metal Sucks went on to compile an entire list of things that have gone wrong around
oh, yeah.
his life and Megadeth.
Well,
and all the excuses he comes up with as to why
his personality just rubs people wrong because he's just like... the entire band now is different. It's basically just him and a backing band, you know? It's not...
oh, yeah, it's constantly rotating. It's just funny because, like... So that... I think that was off the album Risk, which is, again, late 90s.
Great album.
In March of 2017, he's still blaming the production team for fan backlash against that album. Back in October of 2009...
I believe that is the album that had Crush Him on it, which was the which used to be the Nashville Predators theme. when the goal scored, well, crush him.
I'm glad they changed it then.
What?
In October of 2009, he blamed Roadrunner for Endgame's drop in sales, even though they promoted the F out of that album.
Yeah. That's one thing. It's like, Megadeth's put out, I believe, 7 albums a year, and they're always promoted. Like, I don't think that they're not.
They just won a Grammy.
Yeah, they just won a Grammy. Come on, Dave.
He, in March 2014, he blamed bias against Christians and not his actual homophobic statements for him being labeled as a homophobe. In December of 2012, he blamed the, quote, efforts of the world for why the First Amendment doesn't apply to Dave Mustaine and not his own statements for being insensitive, horrible, and politically backwards nonsense.
The haters.
And,
You guys are haters.
It's just like a whole list. You can read the whole list, but I just want to bring that up because it's a very anti-Dave Mustaine, which I am.
I get it. I get not liking Dave Mustaine. I understand this.
Next little news item, we talked about In Flames' brand new vodka line that we can't buy unless we learn Swedish and learn how to import it to the United States.
I don't know Swedish. Very difficult.
But Iron Maiden, we talked about them having a beer, the Trooper.
Yes, which is
fine. And they have a new one called Hallowed.
Okay.
And it is a Belgian-inspired brew. From Bruce Dickinson.
Is he making it himself?
In his basement.
Okay.
it is not. It is made in conjunction with Robinson's Brewery in England.
Okay.
And he says, what makes this brew pretty special is that we're adapting a Belgian yeast for the first time. I'm a big fan of Belgian beers. I am not.
I am not either. Is that like a mean white beer, like wheat?
Yeah.
Is that Belgian?
Yeah.
I don't like a wheat beer.
And so I jumped at the chance to brew my own. While I get very excited about experimenting with new formulas and ingredients, the thing about Belgian beer is that it as much a way of life as a drink.
Interesting.
We've tried to bottle that philosophy in Hallowed, albeit with a British twist. It is 6.0 ABV.
It's a lot.
And it's available starting in October of this year for only 4 months and a limited run.
Oh.
And I assume you have to be over in England to get it.
Yeah, you can get the Trooper. I've gotten cans of the Trooper at random places. It's kind of expensive for like a whatever British lager.
I got to add to our list of metal-related alcohols.
It's got Eddie on it.
To taste test.
Here we go.
The big action. News of the promo just came out this week because it's been for sale for a while.
You mean the...
The commercial? The
Gathering infomercial?
Yes.
I believe it came out this week, yeah.
All right. So, in case you missed it, annual...
I don't know who the person is who's
peak,
with them.
The annual peak. Because it wasn't Holt's Jump Study. It was
I don't know who it was.
And so anyway...
like their lawyer.
Gathering of the Juggalos, 18.
18.
Takes place in just a week and a half or
Hang
2 weeks or something.
Excuse me while I slam this bottle of Moon Mist.
So, it is happening in Oklahoma City.
It looks, I gotta say this. I looked up the actual, like, it's a hidden lake or something. It's like some resort in Oklahoma. So on a lake, obviously. But it looks like really nice.
It's always like a giant area.
Yeah.
And they got a nice lot of stuff going on.
There's
going
to be a lot of wrestling.
They got.
And a lot of Faygo and a lot of motocross, apparently.
Because
they have the space for motocross.
And the whole infomercial, they're dressed up as
motocross
racers.
I don't know.
Constantly yelling at you about everything going on.
Don't go on a motorcycle.
Including the following bands.
Well.
Which I think. Some of them are pretty good.
Excepted from all their, like, affiliate white rapper,
Southern
rapper
they have
guys.
Everybody from Psychopathic Records is performing in some capacity.
Boys. If you love rap, like,
are they still
Southern
beefing
rap?
With Twisted, or are they... Because they're
Twisted
not playing.
Is not there.
They're not there.
It's not there, so I'm just saying.
And ICP is playing, but I don't know if you saw the new another headline. Quick aside, that Slipknot is not playing at Knotfest, which people were all riled up about. But anyway, ICP is playing at Gathering the Juggalos.
And
along
they're
going to
play a whole album front to back.
The Wraith.
They're going to play The Wraith.
The Wraith, which is when it turned out everything was about God.
Yes.
Anyway, you can also see Dope, Green Jelly, you educated me about.
Green Jello. Green Jello?
They had to change it to Jelly.
That's right.
For copyright reasons.
They do the Big Bad Wolf song from the 90s. It's bad.
Featuring Maynard James Keenan.
Ah.
And I believe Pauly Shore is also one of the guest vocalists, and another legit vocalist, who I'm blanking on right now. Miss May I, Mushroom Head, POD, Psycho Stick, and Upon a Burning Body.
Unbelievable.
Along with a handful of other bands I never heard of.
Metal Sucks gave this, there's a lot of... There was a band that I saw in the infomercial. Wolfpack or something? There's a lot of, like, masked
Kissing Candace.
Like, guys with masks, like, wearing, like, a pig mask and, like, with a chainsaw and stuff. I'm like, these guys mean business.
And, Psycho Stick's hilarious.
It's fine. That's the perfect lineup for the Gathering, as far as I'm concerned.
Mm-hmm.
The Insane Clown Posse are geniuses. They know exactly what their fans want, and they give it to them. And
I didn't see any helicopter rides this year.
There are helicopter rides.
Are there? Okay.
Yeah, there are helicopter rides. There's a... you know what they didn't advertise is the seminars, which is always my favorite part of the infomercial. They're like, seminars.
They did advertise it.
Seminars, how to be like, how to be good at music. A lot of lady-based contests, like kind of like wet t-shirt contests, mm-hmm. basically, front to back, all day.
They have an art contest.
An art contest. There's a there's several wrestling shows.
The Juggalos Don't Dance contest. Yeah, well, it's
in addition to JCW.
JCW, but I didn't. So Exotic Ladies Wrestling is an offshoot, I believe. JCW. Okay. I mean, it's legit. It's talented wrestlers have competed in it, but it's like it's not. It's no Shimmer.
It's no Shimmer. And then the
and like a Lucha Libre thing.
Yeah,
is
like
happening.
Not Crash, but like one of the not AAA. You know, another Lucha promotion where like guys are gonna do flips onto light tubes and stuff.
Yeah, not. If you're a backyard wrestling fan, yeah. It's for
hey,
you.
Hey, man, I heard Seth Rollins on the radio saying that he backyard wrestled in Iowa or whatever, mm-hmm. and like, would put on shows with his like hardcore friends, and they all went to like college and were like, we're going to get jobs now. And he's like, I'm going to keep wrestling.
Yeah.
And he did.
So there you could go and see maybe the next big thing.
You could see the next Seth Rollins.
In Oklahoma City at the Gathering. Which, did you ever read Deadspin's piece on it a few years ago?
Maybe.
I thought it was one of the most disappointing articles I ever read in my life.
I don't like it when people are negative.
That's the thing. It was Emma Carmichael, who's great usually.
Okay.
But she went into it being like, this is lame. It wasn't like, let's have fun. It was like, meh. And it was a very, it wasn't even an entertaining article. Like, if you're going to hate on it, be
like,
funny.
I could see going in with an open mind and being like, this is actually like a lot of drugs and violent. Because I think that parts of it are going to be because it's so many people.
Yeah, a big critique. Again, unfortunately, I've never experienced it.
No,
but
we should go to the next one.
The Juggalos are very, they build themselves as a very welcoming people, even though they're now built as a, they're now considered a gang, right?
Yeah.
But, so I guess the early days of the Gathering were all about, like, you know, positivity, like, whatever.
Just get bigger.
Get high
bigger.
And whatever. Everybody get along. And since then, it's become more of a, yeah, more drugs, more.
It's just like
weird
more
stuff
everything.
And,
yeah,
not as a.
Like when you put more people in the woods, there's gonna be problems.
Yeah. But not to say like you go and get killed or anything like that.
No,
like a lot of people go and they come back and they're fine and there's legit acts there and.
I would rather go to that than Burning Man.
Yes, absolutely.
For my
and it's still this 18th one. It's still going. It's gonna happen. It's not like Fyre Festival.
It's gonna happen. You're gonna go. Someone is gonna flip onto a light tube. There'll be motocross. I don't know what you want out of life.
Yeah. So there you go.
There you go.
Gathering the Jungle. Go check out the infomercial. But you're running out of time to go because very soon you have to figure out how to get to Oklahoma City at the tucked away venue.
No direct flights.
All right. So that just about wraps things up for us. We will be back next week.
Yeah.
Same time, same place.
Oh, yeah.
And let's see, what shall we leave you with today? How about...
Do we have any local stuff left?
Oh, yeah, we got plenty of local stuff.
Give
let's, do you want to hear a recent track from Seven Spires and their new album?
Yes.
All right. So we will play you... they actually put out another single. They're at like 4 or 5 singles at this point.
Nice.
But we'll play the previous one called The Paradox.
Put on your goggles.
Which is off the recently released Solvig. I'm sorry, not recently released, but to be released.
To be released.
August 4th. And they posted a video of the singer. She was standing down the wooden boxes. If you got one of those during their,
the
crowdsourcing websites.
Indiegogo?
It was one of those.
Not Kickstarter.
It wasn't the Kickstarter.
Yeah.
But all right. So anyway, this is The Paradox. It's off their upcoming album Solvig, which can get on August 4th. And that's how we'll sign off.
I already like where this video is going.
It is a good video. So a whole lot of good videos. Check us out. Get the playlist on Facebook if you missed it. Want any other crazy videos, we'll post them for you.
Yeah.
So anyway, have a good rest of the weekend. We'll be back next week. You've been listening to Brutal Brunch here on WMFO Medford 91.5 FM, streaming live on WMFO.org.